McDonald's meets the Minecraft universe, and Grimace, Birdie, and Hamburglar just spawned in the overworld. Now, for a limited time, you can get one of six McDonald's collectibles when you order a Minecraft movie meal.
Ooh.
With your choice of Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets with spicy nether flame sauce. Now available at McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a Minecraft movie only in theaters.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Welcome to the podcast. What's the crack?
Me and Dave are on a date tonight.
I heard.
We're going to the football in the storehouse.
Footy.
Dave told me you didn't.
Huh. Well, I'm telling you now.
Why is it on the storehouse?
Actually don't know. Because I got the email off your one. It was like, yeah, we have the Premier League trophy there. And I was like, fuck, that's deadly. And I was like,
maybe that's why then.
But I said, I was like, yeah, but I'm like, why is it there? But I texted her back and I was like, this sounds like an April Fool's joke. I was like, this sounds unreal.
Oh, God, if the two of you show up. And it's Nottingham and Manchester as well.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that actually killed me.
Yeah, it did.
Emma calling the teams Nottingham and Manchester.
Killed me. Forest and United.
Yeah.
The other word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the reason is the company behind the storehouse is the official drink of the Premier League.
Ah.
So they're doing this because there's ex-players there, there's punditry there,
yeah,
they're showing the match.
What time are we getting there for?
We're just playing. You just worry about yourself.
I'm gonna eat you.
Well, the match is 7:45. I think
it's 8. I think the other matches are 7:45.
Oh, I might be dipping out a bit earlier. Yeah. If we're like 4-0 up.
Yeah.
Will we say?
Yeah, 8:00.
What time was the door? It was. I think last entry was 7:30.
Are you going on the Guinness?
All the drinks are available. Drink responsibly. Drinkaway.ie.
So there'll be two sick heads in here tomorrow. Me trying to keep.
No, we'll only
I'll be on the zero zero.
We'll only have two or three.
I'll have 7. No, I'm joking. Drink responsibly.
I'm single now, and he goes wild.
I do what I want.
Callum Farmer, he does what he wants.
Will we say 7?
Yeah, perfect.
Because there's prizes to be won, and I do like prizes.
Okay, let's go.
So maybe
prizes.
We should go earlier.
I hope the prize is Guinness.
7:45.
Yeah, perfect.
7:45. I'll meet you outside at 7:45.
Amazing. I'm fucking buzzing.
Yeah,
I'm buzzing. Enough for the match. I might turn that off. That's going to be very, very bad.
Anyway, do I meet?
Oh, and it'll still be light out as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you'll see the skyline for a while.
I wonder if we'll be up in the sky bar.
Yeah, we are.
This is class. Well, don't worry, Emma. We're going on a date tomorrow because we're going to the board, gosh.
But Callum's coming too.
I might not.
Let's go. 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 Here I go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the worst day of the week. I mean, the best day of the week.
And the worst day of the year.
You mean the best day of the year?
It's April Fool's Day.
Oh, crap. No, you're right. That is the worst day.
That is the worst day of the year. What
I was trying to set people up for, you know.
Yeah, but
it's
going to
be a great day and don't worry about it. But no, this is the worst day of the year.
No messing this morning, right?
Literally, promise you. Pinky swear.
Yeah.
No messing.
Lock it.
And thumb it. Don't you have to thumb it as well? Okay, yeah. I think you have to thumb it. I think that's a new generation thing. This is going to suck. And usually, like, I think back in the 90s in radio stations, they'd ring up someone and be like, you're dying. You know what I mean? And it turns out you're not.
Yeah, they used to do terrible things.
Terrible
things.
It
wasn't very nice.
We will not be doing that. I'll tell you what isn't an April Fool's.
What?
This cup of tea. It's class.
You're enjoying the cups of tea a lot lately, aren't you? You know what I'm noticing at the moment? Just a little reflection in the mornings. When I lived with my housemate, Emer, she used to feel so sorry for me. And it was great because I used to get so much sympathy for her.
Why? Because you're getting up early.
She'd always go, jeez, I don't know how you do it.
I get that from my mom. She's like, fair play to you. You just have to get up and you do it.
You just do it. You just do it every day. Emer used to say to me, she said, I'd look out the window at whatever 7:00 and I'd go, geez, Emma's car is gone. God, she's actually started work now. She's on the air and all. God, I don't know how she does it. And since I moved in with my boyfriend, Jack, like this morning.
Oh no.
The alarm goes off. And I go, oh, where is he? Good morning. I've been out with the dog. I've half an hour's work done. I've had a shower. Jeez, it was freezing.
At 5:30
this morning. By 5:30, he has walked the dog, had a shower, sent 16 emails, preparing for his first call of the day. How are you feeling? You got a nice little lion.
Oh, you dog! God, how dare he?
It is so
what an awful man.
I'm like, bring back Emer, being like, you poor thing.
Aren't you amazing?
Just so
wonderful.
You do it, you're wonderful.
Emma, I think you're amazing.
Thanks, Dave, you too.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
I need to give you a little pup date. It's been a while, in fairness,
pup
since I gave you a proper pup date.
I love that.
Yeah?
Is that the first time we've used that, or have I not been paying attention?
I feel like pup date might be a little bit overused online, and I thought it might make you cringe. I thought it might make your skin crawl a little bit.
I feel
so
like
I'm surprised that you're into it.
No, I'm actually really into it. Okay. I like it. It's cute.
All right. So we'll do a little pup date.
Yeah, do a pup date there.
Back in early February, I picked up a puppy. And I went down to Waterford to pick him up, and he has been living in my rented accommodation for the last 7 weeks or so. And I have to just bring it up to speed as to where we're at. Seamus is a mix of a beagle and a Labrador, so we have absolutely no idea what we're dealing with in terms of like behaviours or in terms of size, etc.
Right.
It has been a joy since day one.
I thought you were going to say a journey.
It's also been a journey in terms of the stuff that we've lost, in terms of stuff he's destroyed and ruined, and in terms of our naivety at the beginning, in terms of not really knowing what we're getting ourselves into, in terms of the responsibility of, okay, you know what we had to do because of the dog? Get a physical calendar for the kitchen.
Oh.
Because of things like, when are we away? Cool.
When are we?
Who's looking after the dog that day? Grand. Okay, cool. And what about that trip in May? What are we going to do for that?
When are we away is such a grown-up sentence.
Oh my God.
When are we away now?
My sister, who has two kids and like feels like a different lifetime in terms of maturity to me, has a physical calendar for years, and I've always scoffed at it, being like, look at you and your physical.
The blue is for little Florence, and that's when she has drama. And then the green is for Will, and that's when he has golf.
Well, do you want to know what colour Seamus is?
Go on.
Green. Yeah, we have a green for Seamus. Anything Seamus related. I can't get over the price of things for animals, little dogs. I went to the vets the other day. I rang down because he was due with a worming tablet.
Oh yeah, me too. It reminds me.
And I rocked down and they needed to weigh him just to double check like what dosage to give him or whatever. Three tablets, guys. One a month for 3 months. How much?
Tablets. One how often?
One a month for 3 months.
Three tablets.
I'm going to say 100 quid a month, so 300 quid.
Dear God.
Spenny.
No, I'd say 50 quid a tablet.
Okay, well, now I feel stupid. 70 quid for the lot.
Okay, so 50 quid, yeah, that was less. No, it wasn't 100 quid.
Oh, come on. I pick up tablets month by month for myself, and they're like 12 euro. To stop them getting worms.
Producer Callum is the worst person in the world to play that game.
He always overestimates.
Because nobody overestimates, but then it just makes it look so stupid.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Underestimate. Okay. I always underestimate.
3 euro each.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
70 euro, Seamus. I've combined some of the things I realise at this stage he's 4 months old that he hates. In no particular order, foxes, cats, any dogs bigger than him, and buses. Buses are a big problem. They pass the front of the house like ages away from him, and he loses his mind.
Yeah.
Never mind when you're out walking with him and he passes a bus, he just goes,
yeah, but they're so big. I kind of understand that. We had a puppy in ours, or not even a puppy, we had a dog in ours for a couple of days. It was Linda, my housemate. She brought it up from home because her parents were going away.
Yeah.
And the dog was terrified of people on bikes.
Right.
Because they just don't have bikes down the country, I don't think.
That's understandable. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean that guy is just going around
on two wheels?
Yeah. Things he loves, sweet potato.
Does he?
Yeah, obsessed with sweet potato. Apparently he's really good for their coat as well.
Right, okay.
The unsolicited advice. You know the way parents always talk about how frustrating it is when you have a newborn and everyone goes, this is what you should be doing, Bloody dog owners are the worst for it. You should be doing this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this. You know who actually gave me unsolicited dog advice the other day? Someone I didn't expect to stoop to that low. Cash Machine Barry Dunn.
Did he? What did he say?
I'm only joking. We love Barry.
No, but he's got dogs. And
he does.
Like, he'd be a man to offer anything.
Oh, I'll give you some unsolicited dog advice. Do not call it a pupper or a woof.
Little wolf.
I just can't. I can't people like that. Do you know what I mean? Little or a little doggo. Stop
it. Someone I respected called themselves a hubby the other day.
Nah, come on.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
8 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're with us because no April Fool's messing around here. I think a lot of people are getting confused because we've been talking about Dave's adult kid's 30th birthday for over a week now.
Yeah.
And it's just, I can swear to you, utter coincidence that we're giving away the free tickets on April 1st, i.e. April's Fool's
Day. That wouldn't be a clever April Fool's Day because we've been doing this for like a month.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It'd be really crap, actually.
It'd be crap.
They'd be dragging the arse out of it.
Yeah.
No, honest to God, those tickets legitimately after 8 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're with us.
Very excited for that. Very excited for this because there's a lot of talk about movie director Sam Mendes. He wants to do 4 separate Beatles biopics and he has officially and finally found the Fab Four who are going to play the lads.
The lads.
So Paul Mescal is going to be playing Paul McCartney. Very, very good.
Just based on name.
Yeah, just purely. Didn't even have to audition. It went Paul. Perfect.
I know Paul.
Yeah. Harris Dickinson is going to be playing John Lennon. Barry Keoghan is going to be Ringo Starr. And Joseph Quinn is going to be George Harrison.
Now, two of the Irish lads in there. That's
yeah,
class.
Two Irish lads. I don't know Harris Dickinson, but the other one who isn't one of ours is Joseph Quinn. And he's been in a few things. He's played Eddie in Stranger Things. And that's what I know him for. But he was also in Gladiator 2. And he was in Quiet Place Day 1. Stuff like that. So our two, Paul and Barry, they kind of got the best ones. Mm. Paul McCartney and they got Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So these four movies are all connected and they're going to be told from different band members' perspectives and they're set for release in April 2028, right? So Mendes, the director, announced the cast calling the project The Beatles, a four-film cinematic event. Basically, he's trying to make a Beatles movie. He's been trying to make a Beatles movie for years and described this as the first bingeable theatrical experience. You know the way people like watch TV shows and they binge it all in one? He kind of wants people to do this for the Beatles movies. Basically what he's doing is he's releasing four movies at the exact same time and you can just watch them all at the same time.
So almost like you're going to cinema Monday to see it from Ringo's point of view, Tuesday to see it from
I'm
Paul's
almost
point
thinking
of view.
You go at 9 a.m.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And then 11 you go to the
God,
other
that's
one.
That's huge
and
for the cinema scene though.
Absolutely huge. So this is the first time they've been given the full rights to the band's life stories and music for a film. Ringo Starr, who's now 84, said he's excited to see what Mendes does with the madness of making four movies at once. He confirmed that each film is going to feature different parts of the Beatles' journey, but they'll be present throughout. I think you should go and see the John Lennon one first, just because the rest might spoil it for you. Do you know? with what happens to him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you do it right, I think you could walk into cinema at 9 a.m. and then leave at like midnight, having seen all the Beatles movies.
That's such a good move for cinema.
It's going to be interesting. It's also definitely the first time that anything like this has been done. It's like, I thought it was a bit stupid to not release it. Like, okay, fine, release it all in 2028. But maybe release it like 2 months. Do you know what I mean? So give people the chance to... I think people are going to be sick of the Beatles after. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you make 2028 the year of the Beatles, and so there's four Beatles, so what's that? Every 3 months you could have a new Beatles movie.
Yep.
And then you'd be sorted for the year. And then cinemas would get all of the you know, thing. I don't think people are going to go and see four movies. But then I was thinking...
I think after the third, I'd be like, I think I get the crack here.
Yeah. But then I was thinking, what if they start doing movies and biopics for other band members? Then... we're in a bit of a pickle because the Beatles only had four members. What if they do one for One Direction? I'll have to go and see all of them.
Of course you would.
But that's five movies back to back. It'd be great, but like that's a lot. S Club 7?
Jesus.
I'd definitely watch a full time. Movie about Rachel Stevens. I don't know about the rest of them.
God, I couldn't even name them all now. Bradley, Emma, Rachel.
Tina.
I don't know one of them,
Paul,
bar Rachel.
Peter? Paul? I don't know. Anyway, okay.
That's the Apostles. Blazing Squad. Blazing Squad had 10 members. I don't know anything about them.
God,
but
they did have 10
more
members.
To the reasons that I will not be going to see their biopics, especially 10 of them. Someone I would like to see, but I don't know if I will, if it ever comes. Irish Women in Harmony. There's 38 members. 38 movies back to back. Honestly, I'm a feminist, but I'm grand. Do you know what I mean? I love your stuff, but I'd have to take out a small loan to go to the cinema, and I just don't think I can do that.
Someone else here is saying UB40 had 40 members.
There you go.
That's a lot of them, too many.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We're with Emma and Dave.
Hey, good morning. Something exciting on the show. The Red Bull Urban Sprint is coming to Dublin. It looks unbelievable. It looks like a lot of fun. And it's a brand new urban obstacle race. It's an obstacle course race designed to push speed, strength and stamina. It's taking place at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday, April 12th. Now, I've obviously started, you know, doing a bit of the old running recently. And I'm enjoying it. I'm up to 4 kilometres.
That's class.
However, when I'm running, I'm like, I'm very bored. Like, I'm listening to my tunes and I'm like, yeah, I'm enjoying it. But honestly, I'd love a few obstacles thrown in. And I almost start throwing in my own obstacles. I'd be like, oh, jump off this curb. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or
make sure and hit that bin. Or, you know, like.
Or do you ever do this thing where you're like, jump and make sure your strides go over all the little shadows from people's houses? Yeah. Just make it more fun.
Make sure
and
step on all the cracks. Or make sure and not step on any of the cracks. Yeah. Make sure and like jump over that person's garden into their gate, into their house and all that. You know what I mean? It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of not having any obstacles when doing my run. So this honestly sounds unbelievable. The 16 obstacles over a 1.7 kilometre course. It's set against the stunning backdrop of Dublin Bay, and you can register now at redbull.ie/urban sprint.
This is all happening on Saturday week in Dunleary, and we have a pair of tickets to give away, plus we'll throw in a crate of Red Bull and a €100 voucher for the Red Bull store as well.
I'll be getting one of them belts around my thing with different kinds of Red Bull.
Oh yeah. Actually, that's a really good shout. There's loads of really cool Formula 1 merch over on the Red Bull store as well, if that's your thing. So well worth getting in on this. What you gotta do is tell us what song that we've kind of thrown around the obstacles at the Urban Sprint. If you think you know what song this is, WhatsApp your answer to 087 711 1038 and you could be winning with Red Bull this morning. Let's have a listen. Yeah, we need a big deep breath, I think, after that.
Oh, I thought that was you. I was like, what are you sighing for?
No. That's the runner doing the obstacles, Dave.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. All right, so we've basically thrown that song through an obstacle course, haven't we? It sounds like that.
It does.
The poor thing.
Yeah. Let's have a listen again. Get your tickets to the Red Bull Urban Sprint alongside that €100 voucher for the Red Bull store and the crate of Red Bull. 087 711 103. That's the number to get in on WhatsApp. That's 087 711 1038. Tomorrow evening, myself and Dave and producer Callum, we are heading to the
theatre.
We're off to the theatre, darling. All three of us are heading along to the Book of Mormon. Yeah. And we've been to some stuff together before. And whenever it comes to cinema or theatre, I find myself in a spot of bother.
Yeah, see, here's what you need to do. You need to sit at the aisle.
Yeah.
That's your only, because Emma just wanders. Emma's like, ah, I'm bored. I don't think you'd be bored at this, though.
No, I don't think so. And I want to say, it's not because I'm bored. It's just, you're sitting still for a long time.
You think I've ADHD, you should see this girl.
Oh, I know, honestly, you should see me in action when I have to sit still for a long time. And sometimes, like, a first act could go on for over an hour, longer, an hour and a half sometimes, and then, like, a 45-minute part two. So I've put some things in place to make sure that that doesn't happen tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited to hear this.
Including the fact, and actually this is singular, the singular and the one and only thing I've done, is that I have researched and read the full plot.
Oh, for God's sake. Do not tell me a single thing.
Including how it ends. No. I've looked up some of the songs, so maybe I can sing along and you guys will look like uneducated losers beside me.
So you've completely spoiled it on yourself.
Yeah, and I can't wait.
What is with you on not liking surprises? You're so, and I'm sure there are so many people listening who are probably the exact same as you.
I just don't get it.
Like, I don't. The only time I've ever wanted to know a spoiler is when I was reading a book and it was too scary.
Spoilers are life. I need to know exactly what's happening. Will I be arsed? And I will be arsed. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I already have a favourite character and I haven't seen it. There's a really funny guy in particular. He really tickles me.
Can I ask you a very quick question? I went to see something in the Bord Gáis last summer. It was a musical called Come From Away.
Right.
And it was all about this the small town in Canada who took a load of planes in during 9/11. But it was really
planes,
because all the planes got diverted to this tiny little town.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
It was phenomenal.
Amazing.
But there was no interval, so it was one long slog. It was an hour 45.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you prefer that rather than like a 2.5 hour with a break?
It's very unusual that they don't do a break.
No, I know, but I was so glad for it because a break would have disrupted the story.
Yes, fair. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It's just the sitting still that gets me, I think.
So your worst nightmare is blindfold Emma, take off the blindfold, boom, you're in the theatre. And then also you've no idea what the musical or play is going to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, okay.
But
good to know.
If you tell me that you can lie down on the seat, that's a big help. And
we'll put a little portaloo beside her seat.
Get it to the Stella with the beds.
Yeah. If you give me notes on who each character is on stage, who's going to end up dead or alive, who's going to end up happy.
And a phone with Subway Surfers. She'll be having a dream day.
Guys, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. Spin, your number one hit music station. And not just today, but all this week, we're giving you the chance to win with Red Bull, because this looks very cool. And you know yourself, if anything Red Bull puts its hand to is always just brilliant. The Red Bull Urban Sprint is coming to Dublin. It looks class.
It looks so much fun. It's a brand new urban obstacle course race designed to push speed, strength and stamina. It's taking place at Dunleary Harbour next Saturday, April 12th. So you've a bit of time to train for this. It's 16 obstacles over a 1.7 kilometre course. So it's not too long of a run, but there will be 16 obstacles. So you're going to have to get through them. So that'll really set your pace. Like, that'll really build up your stamina. So it's set against obviously the stunning backdrop of Dublin Bay, and you can register now, redbull.ie/urban sprint.
Yeah, really, really cool. We obviously have that pair of tickets to give away to this every single day, so you can bring a friend along and do it together. You'd feel super healthy on a Saturday getting this done.
Really,
a crate of Red Bull on top of that too, and a 100 euro voucher daily for the Red Bull store. On to give this a lash.
We've been playing the songs,
Chris,
though, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We've been putting songs through kind of this obstacle course, and you've been trying to work out what the song is.
Tough one. Tough one.
This morning, Chris is standing by. Where are you off to this morning?
Just heading into work.
Just heading into work. All right, very good. Chris, you heard that song that's been thrown through the obstacle course. What is the answer? What is that song?
Is it Houdini by Eminem?
Houdini by Eminem. Shall we have a listen and see if you're right? If I'm electric. Very good, Chris. Congratulations. You are absolutely spot on. You know your song.
Yeah, after bagging those tickets, Chris, to the Red Bull Urban Sprint, would you be all set for this on Saturday week?
Sure, look, we'll give it a go.
Yeah, 1.7 kilometre course. It'll be absolutely gorgeous if the weather holds up as well. And there's 16 obstacles ahead of you. On top of that, you've won that 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store and the crate of Red Bull. Woo. Have you done anything like this before, Chris?
Nothing. The trials, no.
No. It honestly sounds like the dream. It sounds like so much fun. So, Chris, have an absolute ball and the best of luck. And if you don't win, I'd be really disappointed in you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Good luck, Chris.
Enjoy,
have a great
Chris.
Day.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win tomorrow on the show. We'll do that just before 7:30. Do you know what I'd need? I'd need to be carried home if I did it.
Yeah, I know. I'd need a little car.
Speaking of, here's Alex Warren and Ella Henderson. You're listening to Spin.
He a fan.
I wish I could home like Kendrick.
Man, that song does things to me. I just love it. It's so good.
I can't believe it's almost a year old at this stage. Looking back at the Super Bowl performance, despite it being the most watched NFL halftime show in history, it actually surpassed Michael Jackson's 1993 performance, would you believe? It did get some complaints.
Most people didn't have TVs back then.
Well, okay. But it got 125 complaints, which I think in the grand scheme of America...
125?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. We get more complaints about that daily.
Do you know what people's main issue was with it?
Oh, go on. Well, I'd imagine... Oh, although he didn't sing that word, so I don't know.
No, it was censored, yeah. Provocative dancing.
Oh, for God's sake. The day I send in to Commissioner the Man a complaint about provocative dancing is the day I go, oh, I'm old. Boring as hell.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
They've never been to a Sabrina Carpenter gig.
Definitely
obviously.
Not. Oh, God, they'd have a conniption.
Imagine if she did halftime show. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Look how short the skirt is. All right, what's going on the roads this morning, Emily?
Morning.
Wake up. Spins fully charged. Every day, we're spin. Let's
go. Morning.
Good
Hello.
Morning, what's going on? Do you know what? I finally figured it all out.
What?
Emma Nolan.
Oh, what? Genie. Trying to have a nice morning.
What is the main problem that always happens with your car?
Tires.
The tires.
Oh, always, I know.
Always go. They always somehow manage to go.
Yeah.
And Emma Nolan comes in every week and she goes, a tire went. And we go, oh my God, you're such bad luck with tires.
Oh, here we go. I know exactly where this
she turns left. Into the car park this morning. Tire hits off the curb and she keeps driving. I instantly just went, so that's what happens, her tires. Every single time.
I think I got panicked because you were behind me. And I was trying to take the turn in. And I just, yeah, the curb just came in my
out
face,
of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And I got a right bang. And I just went, oh, I'm going to hear about this today.
The second I get into work. Oh, I really enjoyed it. It made my morning. And I was just like, there's another new tire she's to get.
And then with the panic of that, I was trying to, like, you know, get press the ticket button.
Yeah.
But it was far too far away. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm delaying him now. He's behind me. Ah, oh, this is all awful. Make it stop.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
it was a fun moment. And yeah. It was just a moment of, well, at least we know it hasn't all been bad luck.
Says women drivers. I get them.
No, no, no. I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get sick. This is a big moment. Hell yeah. It's my 30th this year. And I'm having...
In 3 weeks today.
Yeah, in 3 weeks today, I'll be 30 years old. So I want to have a non-traditional party, right? We're all sick of the whole 30th birthday and you go and you get dressed up or you go for dinner or you go for drinks or whatever. Blah, 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 boring. I want to bring back the kids' parties we had when we were younger where you were just so excited you were going to get sick, and I genuinely feel that right now. I'm honestly shaking. I am going to have my 30th birthday in Jump Zone in Santry, which is Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. It's happening on April 8th. That's next Tuesday. That's this day week at 6:30, all right? It's booked just for us and we want you to come, all right? So tickets are literally going on for giveaway in the next 2 minutes, okay? So yeah. It's spin1038.com/Dave if you want to get your tickets. They are completely free. Obviously, you're going to bring me a present. It's my 30th birthday. Like, don't be rude. But it's not just that. It is obviously going to be the 360 booth there on the day, thanks to Reese at Roundsnap 360. Face painting, thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron. And Dream Balloons are providing the candy floss and the popcorn for the thing. It's a strictly over 18s event. So it is time that we surely, like, release the tickets. I'm so excited, but also I'm nervous because I'm like, what if no one wants to come?
Oh, no, I think we'll be all right. A lot of people do. My concern is that people think it's an April Fool's joke today.
Oh, no, do they?
Yeah, and it's really not, promise you. People commenting on the Instagram, how fun would this be? But I feel like it's an April Fool's prank. And someone else, Bernadette Cooney, saying April Fool's. That was Shane the other
okay,
guy.
No, I promise no, it's not. I genuinely I am. I know I don't look it, but I am 30.
Don't be conned. Get your tickets. We did send a link back to lots of people yesterday. So get that link ready because we're about to go. Officially available for Dave's strictly over 18s adult kids party happening in Jump Zone Santry on the 8th of April. Go quick and get your passes.
I'm refreshing. Okay, I can see tickets are available now. Thank God.
1038.com/Dave. Do us a favor. Get a screenshot over to us as soon as you can with your confirmation. 087 711 1038. And we'll chat to you if you're one of the first, well, virtually through the door and have your tickets. Okay, get your screenshots over to us on 087 711 103 to say that you're coming.
Strictly over 18s event. This is going to be the most crack ever because there's going to be no kids anywhere. It's just going to be bouncy castles and crack.
It's going to be reliving your youth. spin1038.com/Dave. Grab your tickets and we'll see you next Tuesday at 6:30 at Jump Zone in Santry.
I feel sick.
If you want to have a quick look as well, we did go to Jump Zone, myself and Dave, last week to check it out. The crack was had.
It's so much fun.
It's on our Instagram at @officialspin1038. So look, as soon as you secure your tickets, just remember it is over 18s. Get your screenshots over to us on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038.
Exciting.
Okay?
I'm very, very sick.
He does look a bit nauseous. This is Spin.
Exciting. A lot of dates flying through around my head because it's funny listening to the happy birthday song when my birthday isn't for 22 days. But I'm 30 this year. I'm 30 this month, should I say. And I'm having a 30th birthday on April 8th. It's happening in Jump Zone in Santry. And I wanted to invite you to this over 18s event. When is the last time you got to just enjoy a kid's birthday as an adult without kids?
Yeah.
It's the dream.
Reliving your youth.
Yeah.
Having a bounce around with loads of other adults. Not worrying about like landing on a child and breaking their leg.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like my friend would bring her kids to Jump Zone. Stone, and like I just know that she's looking at all these kids running around going, I want to be up there, but she can't because, you know,
it wouldn't be seen to be appropriate.
Social constructs, you know what I mean? God's sake, getting rid of them.
Absolutely we are. It's all happening next Tuesday at Jump Zone, and tickets have just gone not on sale. They're free. It's just a turn of phrase, isn't it? They are available right now. spin103.com/Dave. Get your tickets there.
A lot of people saying they can't get tickets.
Yeah, and I think it's because it's very similar to Ticketmaster, this. People might have them in their basket, but they haven't checked out yet. So keep on trying. We will tell you when they're officially gone.
Yes, okay. I'm looking at the stats at the minute. There are still tickets available. People have them in the basket, so their tickets might not be available to add into your basket at the moment.
Get them out of your basket or buy them.
Yeah, well, keep refreshing. Yeah. There's only a 5-minute basket limit in there, so it might time people out.
Very good.
Do keep checking. Do keep checking. There are a few tickets left. So spin1038.com/Dave.
Let's see who's sorted already. Make a couple of calls back.
Hello?
Sylvia, it's Emma and Dave calling you from Spin. How are you?
Morning, Sylvia.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Got your tickets!
We heard you got your tickets!
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Happy Disney.
Sylvia, how many tickets did you get? Did you just get 2 tickets?
Yes, 2.
And who are you going to bring?
I think I will take my daughter.
Okay, as long as she's over 18, she's totally allowed to come. And tell us this, what are you going to bring me as a present?
It will be a surprise.
Okay, very good.
Sylvia, don't be stressing about that. He loves bananas.
Stop it.
Banana, no, yeah, I know. The first thought that was banana.
If that happens, I'm going to be so sad. Sylvia, congratulations. You're the first person to get tickets to my 30th. Have a fantastic day. I can't wait to see you on April 8th.
Thank you very much and see you then.
Good luck.
Bye. spin103.com/Dave. Do not give up if you're not there yet. As we say, people kind of have them hanging in their baskets, haven't fully checked out, so there is still some available. We'll tell you when they're totally gone and they're free. Let's keep ringing.
Hello?
Kelly, it's Em and Dave. You're sorted.
Morning, Kelly.
Are you buzzing?
I'm delighted.
Kelly, who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my friend from work, Rebecca.
Very good. And Kelly, what are you going to bring me?
No, that's a surprise, Dave.
Why do people keep saying that? I'm fear that everyone's going to bring me bananas and then...
Yeah, I put it out there that he hates bananas. Don't be stressed about getting him anything now. You hear me? Listen, we can't wait to see you next week. Get your trackie on. It's going to be good crack.
Can't wait, guys.
See you, Kelly. Good luck.
Bye.
If you do have your tickets, our one kind of bit of warning, having tested it all out the other day at Jump Zone and Santry, it's sweaty work.
It is very sweaty work.
Sweaty
I was
work.
In bits.
Yeah. I was hoping to go to some kind of a conference after. I was dressed really wrong for the occasion. Definitely just be comfy.
Yeah, she was in a leather jacket. She was sticking to the slide.
It's very much a tracksuit job. Look, try and get the last few tickets for free. spin103.com/Dave. Remember, it is an over 18s event happening next Tuesday, and we'll let you know when they're completely gone.
Nice.
Chapel Ronan Pink Pony Club on Spin with Emma and Dave. The last few remaining tickets for Dave's big adult kids birthday party. It's happening this day next week at Jump Zone and Santry. They're flying out the door.
Very exciting. To be honest, this is going to be the best party ever. It's going to be the best birthday ever.
Get yourself over to spin103.com/Dave. That's spin103.com/Dave and try and grab those last few remaining tickets. Just like yourself, Aoife, you are sorted. Are you buzzing?
The kids in the back of the car.
They're fuming.
I know. The over 18s thing is a bit of a tough pill to swallow. But you, it's your chance to relive your youth, Aoife.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And lastly, what are you going to bring me, Aoife?
Bananas.
Ah. All right, you know what? The whole thing was an April Fool's. Don't worry about it.
Right. No way. It's
get
all happening.
Nice.
Get me something nice. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Hello.
Something nice. Aoife, thank you so much. We'll see you on April 8th.
Can't wait.
Good luck.
Bye. All right.
Yeah, it really isn't an April Fool's, by the way. It genuinely is happening April 8th, so make sure and get your tickets before they're gone. spin103.com/Dave.
It's a bit of a shameful coincidence that we put the tickets out there on April Fool's Day. Colin, what are you at?
Yeah, come on, Colin.
It was terrible planning on my behalf. I can still see there's a few left, but they're just in those baskets.
Okay.
So I can't kick you out, so keep refreshing. If they're not available, keep refreshing.
Okay.
They're there. People are messaging, can't get tickets. You can. Just keep refreshing.
Exciting.
All right, spin103.com/Dave. Good luck getting them.
This is huge news. Spin have announced something very, very exciting.
Ah, yes, I did see this. Cool.
This is Brain Rot FM. It's a brand new addition to the Go Loud Player experience, being the world's first dedicated stream for trending TikTok sounds and audio. This is right up my street.
Did you sort this?
Honestly, I wish I was the brainchild behind Brain Rot. I wish I was, but I was not. Our boss, Nick, is very, very proud of this, saying we decided to build a dedicated stream for our digital-first audience, collating the best 10 to 30-second trending audios from TikTok each day to soundtrack their busy lives without missing a beat.
God, I can't believe you actually did a quote about this.
Do you know when, like, you're, like, on TikTok, right, and you're watching Brain Rot and you're happy, and then you exit TikTok and you don't have TikTok anymore?
Yeah.
Because you've exited it.
Well,
this is like going onto TikTok and enjoying TikTok and then exiting TikTok and then constantly having TikTok in the background.
Yeah.
So it's just like, just play the player and we'll just constantly have TikTok sounds in your life.
It's so exciting.
You never have to turn it off.
Do you know as well, it's actually hosted by AI Brain Rot Voice.
So oh, I love that.
That makes me so happy. You can hear loads on TikTok. Will we take a listen?
Please,
gone live there now in the Go Loud app. One second now, let me just get it up there now.
This is Brain Rot FM.
Yes.
It's Brain Rot FM in the Skibidi morning, playing you, the Rizzler, all the Skibidi music to, in a skibidifying way,
brilliant,
melt your mind on this sunny Tuesday. Here's I Like the Way You Rizz Me.
I
like the way you rizz me.
I can tell you miss me. I can tell it miss me. I love it. I love it so much, man.
Hook it to my veins.
It's so good. Do you know what? I just feel like
I was goaded with the sauce for real on Brain Rot FM.
Yeah,
we're keeping the
riz
rolling with this goofy ah song. I just wanna be part of
your Skibidi. Like, man, Skibidi, it's so popular, it's so current.
I'm actually shocked if anyone's still listening to us. They're all over on Brain Rot FM. There's actually, we've lost everyone. They're gone, they're all over here.
They're all over on Brain Rot FM, yeah. God, what a tune. Tune. What more? What
time to take a riz break on Brain Rot FM. Now a word from our sponsor, No Cap.
I am 100% a real person, and I love to drink KSI's drink called Prime so much. My real human stomach loves the taste of Prime. I am a human and love drinking Prime.
Welcome back to, in a skibidifying way, Brain Rot FM with me, the impeccable Sussy Simon in the Skibidi morning. It's time to bring the boom with AJ and Big Justice.
Wow.
Oh my God! They managed to get Sussy Simon. That's what
we do. We bring the
That's
a massive lineup.
That's five big booms for me.
Does Salad Fingers feature, I wonder?
Oh, it's got to be coming up, surely. Why don't we just play this?
In a skibidifying way, end the Skibidi show. Now let us rise for our national anthem, the Skibidi Ooh-Ee-Ee-Ah Cat.
Please,
let's get zesty.
Is everyone up? Jeez, we've lost our jobs, Dave.
Is this new era, is it?
We're new era.
Brain Rot FM.
Oh man.
It's launched, it's class, it's constant.
Bangers.
And it's
live right now in the Go Loud.
Here to stay.
And I think that's the end of Fully Charged with Emma and Dave. Because
yeah. Who needs us?
What chance do we have of survival when you've got something like Brain Rot FM live on the Go Loud player?
Deadly. I love it.
Wild.
Turn it back on there when this song plays.
It's just not the same. You know what? Let's go back to this one. Everyone else is
Brain exactly. Rot FM.
Okay,
it's Brain Rot FM in the Skibidi morning.
Woo!
It's been all fun and games, but not now.
Not at all.
Ruffle off those pages. In case you're not aware, today is officially the start of Q2 of 2025.
Oh, no, not Q2. Yeah.
Everyone gather around the boardroom, please.
Does that mean we have to go through our Q1 and if we actually achieve them?
Yeah, that's normally what happens, Dave.
Oh, can't be arsed.
I'd like it. Would you just pull up your tie a little
bit,
Dave?
Yeah, of course.
Dave?
Yeah, yeah. Make myself presentable to the bosses.
You've got the bloody chest hair out in this meeting. Pull up the last two buttons. All right, guys, gather around. It is time to revisit how we performed as a business in Q1. And set our goals for Q2. Now, we do this every quarter, and we never seem to remember on the show what we actually set out
clue.
To do in Q1. As this is the 1st of April now, we set these Q1 goals way back in early January.
Yeah.
Let's see what the hell I decided aim for. Haircut.
Oh.
Transform my personal brand with a strategic grooming initiative. Leveraging a haircut as a high impact, low effort enhancement to my executive presence. There you go. I will happily say that I did that.
You did.
I wholeheartedly regret the decision I made.
Give yourself a little tick there. Very good.
However, I miss it a lot, and it doesn't take as long to dry or shower, so that's good.
That is good,
I suppose.
What else did you do?
Okay, let's see. Wire a functioning phone. This will reactivate Apple Pay and limit the amount of times I've been left out in public with no way to pay for anything. I have to say, I'm absolutely smashing your Q1 goals. Smashing it.
Although I did just drop
my phone on the ground in the middle of that. You might have heard the bang.
You did.
Sorry about that.
And lastly,
prepare to move in with partner for the first time ever. God
sorry,
almighty.
Three for three.
I am a fantastic
very
employee.
Good. Very impressive.
At this station. Dave, any ideas what you set out to achieve in Q1?
I'm having an absolute breeze. What have I gone for? Optimise cardiovascular output and endurance by achieving the milestone of running 2 kilometres without interruptions.
Yay!
Oh my God, I actually did that. I can run 4 past David.
Well, that's fantastic. Well done, David. Button up the shirt again, please.
Yeah, sorry.
Leave the chest hair, out of the room. What else have you gone for?
To execute a high-impact contribution to the community by donating blood platelets. I did do that!
Wow!
They told me I could never do it again because I had a reaction, but I did do that.
That's brilliant, Dave. Okay, we're both going to get
Go
three
on,
for
please,
three here.
Three, please. Strategically spearhead the resurgence of Heelys as a lifestyle footwear choice.
That was stupid, Dave.
Yeah, it was stupid. I had a little bit of an ADHD thought that day. I was just like, no, Heelys need to come back. And they didn't. And I'm sorry for saying that.
Well, I see a lot of Heelys doing the rounds when I'm out walking the dog.
Yeah.
Girls in estates really enjoyed their Heelys at the moment. Yeah, so you just personally didn't invest.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, let's be more realistic then for Q2, shall we?
Please.
All right, I'm going to say this. And I've said this on the show before, and I'm starting to run out of time here. Secure wedding invitation to my boyfriend's friend's wedding.
Did you not already do that?
Wedding invites were set before I met the guy, and the wedding is coming up. So strengthen relationships with key social circles to ensure this invitation to my boyfriend's friend's wedding in England in June, and start by inviting them on a trip to Dublin in advance of their wedding.
Very good.
All right. Finish my Invisalign treatment.
Okay, but that's not really you are not in control of that.
Well, I am, in the sense that I need to be wearing the Invisalign all the time to get sign off. So complete the transition to living without Invisalign while maintaining optimal oral health. I am a devil for leaving this thing out across the day. Apologies, dentist listening.
Gross.
So that needs to really...
All right, and your last Q2 goal.
This is probably the biggest one. Plan and execute a memorable, exciting and fun-filled 6th birthday party for my niece, who wants to have her party with me in Dublin, enhancing family engagement.
Bringing all her friends from Waterford to Dublin.
Yeah.
They're going to love you. They're going to love that.
All right, Dave,
very good,
go
very
for?
Achievable, I think. Q2 goals for me. Number one, find the ultimate phone case solution, okay? I want to source a single, high-functioning phone case that offers full protection while also integrating a card holder, a pop socket for easy grip, a magnetic back for car mounting, and a stand for hands-free video viewing while eating my lunch.
God, I wonder, does that exist?
It does. I had it. I broke it. But it's very expensive and I don't want to get it again. Two, confirm age with official documentation, okay? Locate and review my birth certificate to ensure beyond any doubt that I am in fact turning 30 this
year. Okay.
I just want to absolutely make sure that I feel only like a 22-year-old, so I think it could be wrong. And number three is achieve another running goal. I've heard my first running goal of 2 kilometres. I can now run 4. Let's up it by that first 2. I would like to build up endurance systematically to hit a consistent 6-kilometre run.
Very achievable, considering you were running 3K last week and weekly you're going up.
Yeah.
I would say put that in writing and go a little bit further than 6 in 3 months.
I famously give things up very quickly.
Would you put on the record 10K in 3 months?
I will not.
Okay.
I'll give you 7.
7?
7.
Okay, 7 is officially
7
on the record. You can do it.
I will run 7 kilometres.
Okay, you will. You absolutely will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday to me. It's my 30th this month and I'm celebrating. On April 8th, I'm having a massive adult kids party at Jump Zone where we are just going to jump the night away. It's going to be a lot of fun. And tickets went earlier on today and they are officially sold out, which is very exciting. So thank you very much if you
free
are
tickets,
coming.
That is. Yeah, they're free all tickets. Gonzo now.
It's weird to say, like, they're just, but they are sold out. But, like, we didn't get any money for them. Right? Do you know what I mean? You have to bring me a present, but you know what I mean? We wouldn't charge you for these tickets. Don't be silly.
These are Dave's personal T's and C's that now, don't stand up, so don't feel like you have to lol.
I'm starting to feel a little bit bad, okay? Because obviously the tickets went on sale and they sold out and fantastic. But however, this is an over 18s event. And I've got a couple of messages. And a couple of messages are, you know, saying, Dave, I would have loved to go, but I can't because I have the kids. And any chance I can bring the kids? And I was like, listen, this is an over 18s event.
Worth saying that the kids are sickened.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying, you know, the kids are kind of upset. So here's my question. I'm not gonna commit to anything just yet, right? But if I was to hypothetically put something maybe from a little bit earlier in the day, before my official over 18s party was to kick off, would you be interested? Would you want to bring your kids to that event?
So basically, this is Jump Zone next Tuesday. The official over 18s is 6:30 to 8:00.
So basically, just you could bring them and it'll be a free bounce and just go and enjoy it until the party starts at 6:30. And that's the over 18s event. Would you, you know, hypothetically be interested in something like that? Do you want to bring your kids to something like that? There won't be any the freebies or anything, but you could jump for free on us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you
not
want
on us physically?
Not on us. Please don't jump on us. We're very old. 087-711-1038. Would you be hypothetically interested in that? Let me know. I'm just trying to gauge to see if there's any.
If you're not, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Just to see. 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome. Just to see. Just to gauge, you know.
Good to do a bit of surveying.
Exactly. Yeah,
trying to organise these events. All right, let us know. Would you be interested in having a kids version? 087-711-1038.
Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Oh, good one, Emily.
I like it, Emily. Very good. Very good.
There's thunderstorms.
I heard there's thunderstorms coming. That's six words.
I heard
there's thunderstorms coming. That's six words.
Is thunderstorms not one word?
Oh, technicality. Technicality. April Fool's, six words.
Right, Callum. Yes. Callum didn't want to talk about the weather for here. No. He has big news.
I brought treats in.
Yes.
So, if you don't know, every Monday I do a cooking class in Merino College and I call it Cooking with Callum. I documented on my Instagram. You
at
can follow
Mr. Callum Farmer.
Just Callum Farmer. C-A-L-L-U-M.
Oh, sorry.
Farmer.
I thought...
You're Mr. David
I'm Mr. David Hammond.
Yeah, I'm not a mister. I'm just Callum. Farmer. So every week I did before Christmas, I did a cookery class of meals and things like that. Yeah. But this year...
This semester!
It's baking and baked goods. I've made sausage rolls with curry spice.
Yeah, they were
I've
good.
Made empanadas. I've made scones.
Empanadas.
It's like a Mexican pasty.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's just empanada.
Empanada.
Empanada is very fun. I like that.
It's Callum's own spin.
No, Callum has.
Oh, really? Okay.
But this week, I have made Swiss roll with a homemade buttercream and homemade lemon curd.
Would you say this is the best thing you've baked
this
so far?
This is the best thing. I've never been able to make a Swiss roll properly.
Say it again. What is it?
Swiss roll with buttercream. Okay. So just like really nice cream.
Yeah, I love buttercream.
And lemon curd, which is like a lemony jam.
Lemon freaks me out.
Sound like... Yeah.
I knew that you weren't going to be a huge fan of the name, but take a chomp.
Okay. Chomps.
Thank you, Callum.
There you go.
Okay, right. So it's imagine a Swiss like a roll, like a chocolate one, but there's no chocolate on it.
Mm.
Okay, I'm just going to one big bite.
Mm. Oh, Callum, that's amazing.
I am domesticated.
Very lemony. I don't like how lemony it is. Why can't people just make chocolate things?
Very zesty.
Very lemony.
It's kind of gone up my nasal passage, actually.
Like,
from my throat and down my nose.
I did. Me? So one of the downsides that was that I did zest a lemon, but the chunks were too big.
Yeah.
And I forgot
like
to chop
a full
them.
Lemon.
I also, you may have a bit of my skin in there.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Because
disgusting.
I zested the lemon, but I actually zested part of my hand as well. So I apologise about that.
Oh, that's rotten.
My hands were clean.
So this man bakes now.
Yeah, and you actually need to change it as well. Your hashtag cooking with Callum for the cooking course. You need to be hashtag
so he can cook and bake, and he's now single, and he's been giving out his Instagram, so there you go. Okay.
And you need to call this section hashtag baked
what
with Callum.
What a catch, am I
You're
right?
Missing a trick.
He's missing some skin as well.
You're on spin. I want to tell you about a young lady by the name of Miss Yang. She's only an 18-year-old young one, and she works in a furniture
shop.
She's
a young one.
She's a young one, hey! Bada bing, bada bing, bada bing. Anyway.
Sorry, go on.
No, that's the joke.
It's peaked.
Here's Doja. she works in like a furniture shop, essentially. And she's a bit strapped for cash at the moment. I don't know, obviously, her personal situation. But what I do know and what's making news is that her boss is renting her the bathroom of the furniture shop. Hold judgment. Well, right, okay, because we can judge in a sec. For a fiver a month. Right?
Okay.
Now, bear in mind, this guy
I'm
or
still
this
judging.
Woman. Yeah, no, I'm judging now too. And I was like, wait now, you are the owner of a furniture shop. You've got a staff member who's obviously in a bit of a desperate situation. Mm. You're allowing her, quote unquote, rent, fair enough, a fiver. You own a furniture shop. Why does she have to stay in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. I kind of completely missed that point. Right, have her sleep on the couch.
Yeah, like it's a furniture shop. She can surely have a bed.
Do you know what she should do? She should go around each bit of the furniture and rate it for sleeping on.
Exactly.
And that would be like, if you have like 200 pieces of furniture, well, that's 200 days.
The PR she's getting for this company out of this, because she like documents her life living in the bathroom of the, say for example, it's not, but like a Harvey Norman or whatever, in
Stop.
The bathroom. She's documenting this. So what she does is, what she earns is around 320 quid a month. She's spending about 42 and she's saving the rest. So she obviously just really needs to save and get things sorted for herself.
Okay, so at least she could stay somewhere else if she wanted.
Yeah. As in, she has a little bit of an extra few bob on her side, but she's still struggling quite a bit. So what she does is she sleeps on a folding bed in the bathroom. She uses a closing rail and she cooks or eats in a portable hob in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
She does her laundry.
You should never do cooking in the bathroom.
No. They always say about particles.
Yeah.
Whenever you're the word particle used about anything, I always think of the word.
Yeah, straight away.
Now she goes up to the roof of the shop and she dries her clothes up there. And she scrubs the bathroom. This is a public bathroom in a shop as well, by the way. So she does all the cleaning of it as
well. So does she have to move out when the shop opens?
So in the shop, then she goes to work. So she puts everything away as if she doesn't live there.
Oh my
Honestly, there's a movie in this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, in you go. Sorry about that. I have a curry on.
Yeah, she wants to... Yes, sorry about the smell.
Yeah.
I was thinking about other places that you kind of would. Obviously, we are in a dire situation when it comes to renting here. And if someone was to do that here, forget about the bathroom, just like shops in general. Mm. If they were to give you an opportunity to rent and kind of what they could charge it. I think the worst would be a butcher's.
Okay.
If you were stuck and you were living in a butcher's, one, scary.
Yeah.
Two, cold. Butchers are always cold. You go in, you get a shiver down your spine. Ooh, it's so cold in here for obvious reasons. And three, the smell.
Yeah, imagine not fantastic.
Imagine like taking off your t-shirt off the line on the rail and it just smells like pig.
Not great.
Oh, not great. I also think as well, it'd be grand and it wouldn't stink bad, but for less than a tenner a month, a shoe shop. Those little chairs where you sit down to try on a shoe, they're just not the comfiest. They're designed for a quick little perch to try on a shoe and go. There'd be nowhere to lie down and you can't even pull a shoe off to like lie in it because it wouldn't be very comfy on your face.
There used to be a shoe shop in Drogheda, right, called Dwyer's, and they had a slide in the shop.
Explain.
Reason being because you go as a kid to go and get your shoes done and it was boring as hell. So they had a slide in. I could totally sleep in there.
Okay, that would be a higher rent.
Yeah, definitely higher rent.
A cinema screen room. I mean, no one's in there after 12 o'clock.
That's a really good shout.
A tenner. Look, the good news and the pros are that it's spacious, but it's always very dark and potentially sticky.
Yeah, but also if you sit up and then go to lie back down, your chair's gone because it will have flipped back up.
That will get annoying after time as well. Actually, yeah, that's €9. an electrical store, I think €20. There's a lot of pros going on here. You've so many screens to entertain you and hook up to. You could literally watch like Friends on a million screens at once.
I wonder if people who work in cinemas ever go and take a nap in the screens, like in the recliner screens or the ones that have like couches.
I think if I could get away with it,
don't the ones in Dundrum's have literal beds?
Do you know where I'd love some of them. The one in Tala does.
Yeah.
That's like super, super comfy. They have like couches and stuff.
That's the dream.
Easton's or any kind of a bookshop. God, I would love to move in there.
Where would you sleep though?
Yeah, that would be the problem, but the smell.
Yeah, I do enjoy the smell of Easton's.
The smell of a bookshop is amazing. Again, we're talking like a good 50 quid a month if you want to live somewhere like Rituals. Can you imagine how good your clothes would smell good everything would smell? The candles you'd be lighting at night time. I don't know where you'd have them.
I'd say you'd get a banging headache within 20 minutes.
I think so. And finally, I would match the rent I'm paying now, which is silly money, and everything is silly money, to live in IKEA.
To live in IKEA, yeah.
Oh, mama. Yeah. I would change it up and go different bed, different night. I'd say in all those little dreamlike houses that they've set up as a set.
I'd say they have someone specifically in IKEA who works there that has to go around every single night just making sure people aren't staying there.
I'd say you have to check the beds to make sure there's everything. No one in them, yeah. Under the beds, etc.
That's a great shout.
You could go down and have your meatballs for breakfast.
Next challenge, how long can we stay in IKEA for?
Good morning, at IKEA. Haven't seen you in a while. Recharged. It's Emma and Dave, and producer Callum on yesterday morning's show said something really off the cuff and strange to us before 8 a.m. and made us wait until now to figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, so yesterday I asked you if you knew any of these people. Tim Cheese, Morgan Beek, Simon Claw, Justin Cheddar, Agent 5.5 and John Paul.
Yeah, I just think, Callum, you've been going through something. These are maybe imaginary friends.
Yeah, okay.
Callum's been going through a pretty strange time lately. Acting really weird. So, I don't know. He's in his own era right now.
Yeah, so you both said no and you didn't know who they are. So let me introduce you to these people and watch me go down in your estimations.
Okay.
All of these people are characters, completely fictional, from TikTok. And my For You page is full of them at the moment. So I was away in Lanzarote the last couple of days. And whilst I was at the beach or at the pool, what Dave says, you're never alone without a phone. Exactly. TikTok was serving me all of this weird content. So if I have to deal with this, so do you.
You're the only man who's probably completed TikTok.
Probably. So I need to introduce you to John Pork. John Pork is a man with a human body and a pig's head. He's sounds pretty gross, but he looks like a cool guy.
I've seen him before. Yeah.
John Pork gained popularity in 2023 on TikTok, where a meme of John Pork was calling your phone, but nobody answered.
Okay.
Sounds stupid. Mm-hmm. It's like John Pork is calling, answer the phone. No one answered the phone to John Pork.
Okay. I hate this.
You're very sad. Yeah. It sounds stupid. Yeah, I knew Emma was going to dislike this. But that's just the beginning of John Pork lore, okay? So that is the OG John Pork. John Pork is calling.
Okay.
Irish TikToker, there's an Irish TikToker called Dara, and he started making John Pork videos, making up stories about John Pork and telling his mam, like this.
He's robbing people all around Ireland now. Since TikTok is banned in America, he's got all annoyed. Yeah, he's gone mad. And he's robbing everyone in Ireland. It's John Pork, man.
I never heard of him yet.
Did you see him on the news?
I'm looking
up. It gives me the vibe of Snoop Dogg dead at 50.
Yeah.
He was shot.
So Dara's been going around telling his mum about John Pork and everything. Now, he's changed his tune from that video. That was a few months back. Because now, apparently, John Pork has been falsely imprisoned. And there's a protest for him this weekend.
Lads, I'm going to be having a John Pork protest in Dublin City on Saturday, the 5th of April at 12 o'clock on Grafton Street. We are going to march down Grafton Street in support of John Pork.
I swear to God, if they actually accumulate a crowd for this and there's so many other things to be protesting.
I have seen something about this.
But this isn't the only free John Pork protest, because this happened last week and it's 100% legit, where a group of kids chanted, "Free John Pork." Now, from the video that I've seen, it looks like it was after the Ireland match in the Aviva.
Yeah. Free John Pork! Oh my God.
Stop the world and let me off.
So that's the Irish side of John Pork.
Oh my God.
Now let me talk about the other people who I mentioned. Tim Cheese, Marvin Beek and Simon Claw. That's another side of the John Pork saga. That's completely different. There's a series of crime AI stories where we have to figure out who murdered John Pork.
Okay.
Tim Cheese is the prime suspect after John apparently stole his childhood sweetheart.
I'm Tim Cheese. John Pork was my closest friend. We were inseparable, bound by childhood laughter. It didn't take long before he took her from me. And then he changed. He stopped talking to me. A friend I once knew became a stranger.
Interesting.
Oh, you've lost us now. Yeah. You should have stopped at John Pork.
It brings us on to Marvin Beek, who is a human with an eagle head.
I'm Marvin Beek, and I'm here to tell you the truth about Tim Cheese. Tim Cheese is trying to frame me for the murder of Mr. Pork. Tim Cheese doesn't seem to understand that I am the greatest hitman to ever live.
Okay, right. Interesting. Yep. So this is what's consuming you, is you're trying to follow the storyline of who killed John Porter.
There's also Simon Claw, another one of Tim's friends. They're all AI. But there is this one lad called Agent 5.5, who is human.
5.5 here. Tim Cheese kidnapped me. I got away. I swam 500 miles.
So that's my life right now.
By the way, if anyone's about to give out, you try coming up with content every single day for the whole of your life.
No, but this is what's going on in my life right now. Tim Cheese, John Paul.
I want to know how long.
Spa break.
I want to know how long Emma Nolan has to spend on TikTok before John Paul comes up on her For You page.
Let's see what goes on when I open it now.
No, it's going to be Bea Bell or something. What is it?
Like, oh, come with me.
Oh, David Hammond.
It's me. It's my TikTok.
The first TikTok I see is David Hammond.
There you go.
Next, we have Dave Duke.
So it's all radio.
Yeah, it's all just radio.
He's not going to get John Pork.
Callum, so there we go. Get off your phone.
I do.
In the real world,
I've spent about 9 hours a day on my phone.
Yeah.
But
I enjoyed John Pork. Thank you. Did you kill him?
Free John Pork. Free John Pork.
Dave, I think it's fair to say we're all a little bit concerned about producer Callum at the moment.
He's gone mad.
He's going through a lot, and he just spent the last 5 minutes explaining an AI character called John Pork and Tim Cheese, and there's an AI series about who killed John Pork, but John Pork's not real. But then in the Aviva last week, people were chanting John Pork's name. And it was all very confusing, and I feel like I needed a Venn diagram. I didn't get one. I found it quite boring.
Emma Nolan is the only person in the world that when she gets confused, she needs a Venn diagram.
Yeah, give me a diagram. Has anyone got a pen to keep up with all these fake characters? As I said, it was all a bit boring, so we apologise, especially when it should be from our producer bringing the good stuff. Charlene was on.
I honestly think if the content was about the paint drying in Callum's house, it would have been more interesting than whatever the pork and cheese was going on there.
Thank you very much, Charlene.
It's going on in the background, Charlene. You're not listening.
Listen to the paint drying. Listen, listen. It's really good.
Ah, that's lovely.
Free John Pork!
Free John Pork! Free John Pork!
Charlene, I hear you, girl.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days.
Hey, yeah. Oh, it's time to start thinking about a holiday, and a free holiday always, I'm sure, is much more. I've never had a free holiday. Well, maybe.
I've had nothing but free holidays. Like, my parents used to bring us on holidays when I was kids all the time. It was great. And now I have to pay for it myself.
Sorry, I just realised, that I never used to, when I was 5, like, I obviously didn't pay for my own flight. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, well, when I was 25, I didn't pay for my own flight.
I was like, privilege. Listen, we want to get you away on a free holiday to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway. Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, sorting out your flights. 7 nights at Pierre and Bakers Village in Fuerteventura. All you got to worry about is a bit of sun cream, kicking back, relaxing, enjoying that sun.
You know what we could do? Your parents could sponsor the next holiday on the show.
Yeah, 0877 11 103. Just the word golden and mam and dad will send you off somewhere.
Listen, on to play this morning for her chance to win is Clara. You're busy working this morning. What do you do?
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Fair play to you. And you spin on wherever you are.
I do home care, like.
Oh, very good. Fair play to you, Clara. And so do you have a busy day ahead?
I do.
Yeah, how long is the shift today?
I'm finished with half two.
Do you get to see loads of nice, lovely people every day then on your route?
Yeah, it's a great little job. Every day is different.
Good.
So I love it.
That's what you want, Clara, isn't it? And listen, when's the last time you were away on holidays?
Oh, I was in Galway the weekend, but sunny.
I'm going to Galway this weekend.
Are you? Very good.
Very excited. Hopefully I get the sun. But when was the last time you were away abroad?
Oh, last year.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was last year.
Where did you go?
The last time I was away, I was in Lanzarote.
Very nice. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to the Canary Islands again, this time to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket, Clara. Have you heard this game before?
Do you know what? I kind of got the end of it the other day, and I was like, when I texted in, I was like, I hope I don't need to answer with some phrase or something, because I kind of missed it.
No, you don't. Don't worry. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on a clock, and you have to guess 5 songs and artists within those 25 seconds. If you do all that, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura, Clara.
Right, okay.
Okay, so now let's go through some rules. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Clara, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Clara?
Yes.
Happy days. Any questions for us? Because now would be the time to ask them.
No, go ahead.
All right, you're all clear. Clara, where are you from?
Coolock.
Clara in Coolock. A bit of alliteration of a Tuesday. Good. Here we go, Clara. 25 seconds on the clock, Clara, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Baby, I'ma have the best. Oh my god. I don't know.
It was the first two words he said.
I'm good.
Yeah, and the biggest DJ in the world.
Calvin Harris?
No, the other one. Yeah, stop the clock.
I paused. I know the clock was stopped. I paused. I stopped on the clip because I was so sure you said David Gray.
No, David Gray.
I don't think he's a DJ,
it's a little bit too upy for David Gray.
That would be funny.
Lol.
All right,
okay,
Clara, awesome. We burned through a couple of seconds there.
Yay, we're down to 10 seconds, Clara, but it still is to play for. You never know. The next four might suit you. We have 10 seconds left on the clock. Four songs to go.
And you still have that swap available, Clara, just in case. All right, let's go for song two. Okay. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Swap, I don't know.
Swap, all right, let's swap it out. That's all right, Clara, that's all right. Don't worry, there.
Tate McRae and Sports Car is a song you missed, but not to, as Dave said, not to worry. We've got a brand new song too for you, and your 10 seconds are back in the clock.
Here we go, 10 seconds on the clock, Clara, and a brand new song too. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby?
Is your man Zach Bryan?
No.
Oh, it's not on it. No, it's not very close, though. 3, 2, 1.
Morgan Wallen or something.
It was Morgan Wallen, Clara.
Yeah,
well
yeah.
done. It was Morgan Wallen. And also the most, the famous, more famous one, Post Malone.
Post Malone. Oh, my God. I'm brutal. Names and all the songs.
You're not go easy on yourself.
I know the songs. I just don't know who sings.
Yeah. Well, Clara, don't worry about it. Did you have fun?
I did.
Well, that's all that matters. It's a good start to your day, isn't it, Clara?
You achieved something today. Most people you're going to meet today weren't on the radio this morning.
There you go. Dead right.
No, I'll be telling everyone now.
Clara.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
We can give it away tomorrow instead.
I know, but what are we going to do?
Give it away tomorrow. Golden, in a WhatsApp. Honestly, you could win this. If you think you know any music at all, get in on this. Golden 087-711-1038, because you never know, your five favourite songs in the world could come up.
100%.
As long as they're played on spin, there's no messing in there, there's no April Fool's going on, like there's no tunes that you're going to hear from like the 70s or anything. They're all tunes that are played on spin.
There's no Mozart in
exactly.
there. Exactly. You know, this ain't Lyric FM. If you've ever listened to spin, you've a shot at winning it. So
you do.
Golden in a WhatsApp now. What's the crack?
Oh lads, the April Fool's gremlins are out.
There is
googly eyes on our computers. There is little figurine ducks everywhere.
Everywhere you look this
and
morning.
And little printed photos of all of us, like, but like not looking our best, like from like back in 2012, which no one needs to see me in 2012. It was bad.
Some of my favourite ones this morning, Love in Dublin have said that Stephen's Green, or Stephen's Dublin City have shared their plans to cover St. Stephen's Green in a square metre net to avoid seagull attacks.
Oh, very good.
Amelia de Mielenburg has said that she's going to release a phone case so you can bring a chicken nugget around with you. Obviously, she's the girl from Chicken Shop Date.
Yeah.
I hate April Fool's Day.